Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Walking Trigger Warning Podcast. I am your host, the Defender of Freedom, the Arsenal of the Republic. I am the Walking Trigger Warning. Oh man, it's good to be back. I've been a busy fella lately. Work has had me all over the state. It's had me down in Georgia. I've been busy, but I've been keeping an eye on things. And of course, I get murdered over on TikTok a lot, you know, so I don't do a whole lot over there anymore. And I tried to go live over there and I was on there for 10 minutes, not one single viewer. And that was a trip. So they're on a whole new level of shadow banning. Tonight's episode is brought to you by beer. It's probably against the law for me to tell you what I'm drinking, so we're not gonna do that. Nope, tonight's episode, we're gonna talk about the upcoming election, the 2024 election cycle. Psycho is what we should call it. While everybody's all caught up with the presidency, which I don't dispute is a very important role in our government, but the most important offices that not a lot of people talk about is the Senate and the Congress. And if you've been following me for a couple of years, you know I've been telling you that the Senate and the Congress are some of the most important roles in our government. And why? Why are they the most important roles in our government? Well, let's think about this for a second. Look at all of the corruption in the Biden administration. We got quid pro quo. We've got pay to play. Hunter Biden is being a front man for Joe Biden's businesses. Now, Joe Biden was not lying when he says that he doesn't talk to anybody about their business dealings, especially his son. He said he told Peter Ducey that he doesn't talk to his son about his overseas business dealings. And that's true. Those overseas business dealings that Hunter Biden was being the face of are Joe Biden's business dealings. Those aren't Hunter's. So Joe Biden did not lie. But there is still corruption in the Biden administration and that entire family. So a lot of people ask, why is he not being impeached with all of this evidence of corruption? Well, it's because we don't have the numbers in the Senate. Yeah, we can push an impeachment through the Congress, and we'll probably get it. We've got the votes in there for it. But as soon as it hits the floor of the Senate, it's dead on arrival. And it's because we do not have the numbers. A lot of people did not show up to vote. And I spoke to a lot of those people, and I said, you know, If you go back and you look at how all the incumbents of the Senate and the Congress, how much they won by, it was single digits. They weren't winning by double digit margins. They were winning by single digit margins. And I attribute that to people not showing up. Now, I understand why people would not want to show up, because the American people got cheated in 2020. Donald Trump runs around and says that he got cheated. And I get mad at him when he does that, because Donald Trump did not get cheated. The American people got cheated. You got cheated. I got cheated. Yes, Donald Trump was the target of it, but we're the ultimate target. He was in the way. So when Donald Trump says he got cheated, I get mad at him, but that's just me. So let's run down the list of incumbent senators who are up for re-election this year. We got Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin. Now, Tammy Baldwin has been in office since 2013. She will have been in office for 12 years at the end of her term, which is 2025. Okay, January 2025. She has always ran unopposed. And other Republicans have said that they're not going to throw their hat in there and challenge her. And I don't know why, because maybe Wisconsin is wanting to flip. How do we know if they're not going to challenge her? Now, there's a couple of people who actually have stepped up. There's a lady who was born in India. I cannot pronounce her name, so I'm not going to butcher it. You can look it up. But her resume says that she's a college student. Or only has been a college student. So I don't really trust that all that much. And then there's been two other Republican candidates who have thrown their hat in the ring. And then there's another guy that a lot of people are very familiar with. He goes on fakes news. Fox News. Freudian slip. Fox News. He goes on Fox News. Well, not anymore. They actually cut ties with him. It's Sheriff David Clark. A lot of you are familiar with him. Now, a couple of years ago, well, actually, I think it's probably during the Obama administration, he ran for the Senate on the Democrat ticket. He lost. Which was kind of odd. But, you know, maybe it was because he has a lot of Republican forethought going on in his head. Anyway, he lost, and he's considering throwing his hat in the ring, putting on that cowboy hat and saying, let's get down. So let's keep an eye on Wisconsin. Wisconsin could flip in the Senate. Sherrod Brown from Ohio. Not a lot to talk about with Sherrod Brown. You really don't hear much from him. The majority of the people on this list are the quiet ones. There's a few loudmouths on here, but the majority of them are quiet. Maria Cantwell from Washington, Benjamin Cardin from Maryland, Thomas Carper from Delaware, Robert Casey from Pennsylvania, Dianne Feinstein from California, a 90-year-old lady who's been in political office since before I was born. She was a mayor in San Francisco in 1978. And on into the 80s. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, but he was a serial killer in California. And he killed like 30 people in Southern California. And he's believed to have killed dozens more in Northern California. And when he did this, Dianne Feinstein, in all of her infinite wisdom, jumped on the news media along with the San Francisco chief of police and started talking about Richard Ramirez. The LA County Sheriff's Department and the people who were investigating these homicides were absolutely infuriated with Dianne Feinstein for doing that, because he could have bailed, and he did bail for a little bit. He skipped to Mexico, and when he got back, everybody who lived in LA recognized him. They chased him down and he was caught. And eventually, because it's California, he was put on death row, but he died of cancer. Kind of infuriating, but you know, it is what it is. Kirsten Gillibrand. Now, it's New York, so she'll probably be reelected, but I still have hopes that my country is waking up. Massachusetts is waking up. There are people in Boston. They were at the Red Sox game talking all kinds of shit about the government. And I loved it. I thought it was great. But, you know, Boston, all of Massachusetts has become sanctuary for illegal immigrants. That's a different story for another time. let's see here. We got Martin Heinrich from New Mexico. Doesn't make a lot of noise. So chances are he'll get reelected because it's New Mexico. Maisie Hirono. If you've been watching politics for a while, you know who that lady is. She makes your head hurt. She reminds me of my ex-mother-in-law. It's kind of scary. But Maisie Hirono is got to be the second dumbest person in the Senate next to Kamala Harris. And a lot of people were going, well, what about AOC? AOC's in Congress. So, Tim Kaine from Virginia. Now, Tim Kaine has been around for a long time, and I really hope Virginia decides, you know what, it's time for a new face to represent us, because Tim Kaine is a loudmouth and he's kind of irritating, but you know, that's just my opinion of the guy. Amy Klobuchar. She just says anything to get the vote. She really has no backbone. So I'm really hoping that Amy Klobuchar and Minnesota part ways. That would do me just fine. Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Joe Manchin has been a dark horse for the Republican Party because he's going along with the law. He's not going along with party lines, and it drives the Democrats nuts. So there is a 50-50 chance that he could win or lose. That's the way I see it. Robert Menendez of New Jersey. Again, another quiet guy. You really don't hear a lot from him. He's not a loudmouth. But it's New Jersey, so chances are he'll win again. Christopher Murphy from Connecticut. Connecticut is uber left, uber liberal. So there's a chance that Christopher Murphy will win. Jackie Rosen from Nevada. I see Jackie Rosen, you know, just because she doesn't have a lot to say, but Nevada is flipping. So I see Jackie with a 45% chance of winning, which means that she's got a 55% chance of losing. And I'm okay with that. You know, let's flip Nevada red. That would suit me just fine. Debbie Stabenow from Michigan. She's made some noise, but nothing really significant. So, you know, that's another 50-50 shot right there. She'll probably win. But we got to get to the people of Michigan. We got to talk to them. Hey, you know, what has Debbie done for you? What has she done for the country? Let's move away from her. John Tester of Montana. Another quiet guy. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, you know that name. Pocahontas. One of the fakest people in the Senate. I absolutely hate that woman. And the reason that I do is because I am 50% Native American. And it drives me nuts because, and everybody who always says that they're part Native American always says the same thing. I'm either Blackfoot or Cherokee. And then you challenge them, well, what's your clan name? Oh, I have no idea. Okay, so you're a liar. You know, and that's exactly what Elizabeth Warren is. She's a liar. She's a multimillionaire, but she wants to tell you and the rich people that you need to pay your fair share in taxes. Okay, Elizabeth. Sheldon Whitehouse, Rhode Island. This dude, oh man, Sheldon Whitehouse drives me absolutely insane. He doesn't make a lot of noise, but when he does, it's just ignorant. So let's hope Rhode Island gets rid of Sheldon. Let's move on to the Republicans now. Now, let me back up. That was 20 Democrats that are up for re-election. Can we get rid of at least half of them? That would be great. Now, the Republicans, there are 10 up for re-election. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd like to get rid of them all. And I'll explain that. John Barrasso of Wyoming. Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Mike Braun of Indiana, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Ted Cruz of Texas. Ted Cruz, I want to see him gone because he just puts on a show. He brought a bill to the Senate floor asking for term limits for the senators. He knew damn well that not one senator was going to vote on it. He talked about it on the floor, and that's the last we heard of it. So I don't trust Ted Cruz because I think he's just an all-talk spaz. But he's been in long enough. It's time for him to go. Deb Fisher of New England. Josh Hawley of Missouri. Now, Josh Hawley does a good job. He really kind of sticks it to him. And you know, as time goes, I'm going to break down every one of these candidates, and I'm going to look into how long Josh Hawley has been in office. If he's coming up on the end of his second term, I'm hoping that he's gone, replaced with another Republican that is just as strong, if not stronger. Mitt Romney, dear Lord. Utah, can you please get rid of Mitt Romney? That dude sold you a bag of goods that turned out to be a bag of dog crap. Mitt Romney is a problem, and he's got to go. Rick Scott of Florida, he is up for re-election this cycle. I think Rick Scott's been in office in the Senate long enough, and I think that if, for by the grace of God, a Republican, Trump or Ramaswamy, were to win the election in 2024, I think Rick Scott would be better served in the cabinet of the presidency than he is in the Senate. He's got a lot of great ideas, but he just doesn't bring in anything to the floor. We'll break him down as we go to Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Again, another quiet guy, doesn't have a lot to say. If he doesn't have a lot to say, he's also not done a lot of things, and he probably votes party line. Let's get him out. Moving on to the independents, there's only three of them. Angus King of Maine, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and I don't know how Vermont just keeps picking this guy because he hasn't done anything either, but that's just my opinion. Kyrsten Sinema. She switched from Democrat to independent. She has been a dark horse for the Republican Party as well because she did not vote party line. She vote lawfully. So I give it to Kyrsten Sinema, you know, the way she operated, and I'm cool with that. But again, I need to look and see how long she has been in office and look into replacing her. Hopefully with a Republican. You know, down there in Arizona. Arizona needs some strong Republicans. And Carrie Lake is the governor. I don't care what anybody says. She won. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the list of senators, Democrat, Republican, and Independent that are up for re-election this 2024 election cycle. And it just, you know, it drives me nuts about elections. It seems like every year we're voting on a candidate. It seems like all we do is pay taxes and vote. It's a little irritating these days. But that's Bidenomics. You know, go to work and pay us. All right, cool, man. We're being taken over by the mob. And you know, there's ex-mob bosses and captains that'll tell you that the government is acting exactly how the mob used to act. And I've always said that Rudy Giuliani didn't really put a stop to the mafia. It just kind of took over because the mafia turned out to be huge competition for the government. So they didn't cut the head off the snake. They just became the head of the snake. That's just my opinion because Cosa Nostra is still going strong. You know, maybe we'll get into that one day. We ought to break that down. I have a book called Mafia Democracy by Michael Francis. He's an ex-mafia captain. Or capo, if you are familiar with the language of Cosa Nostra, the mafia. Cosa Nostra is this thing of ours. Well, that's being applied to the government now. And a lot of people, they throw out there the Illuminati and this and that. It's, hey, you know, it's all good. So, those are the people, and I'm going to break them down bit by bit as we go. But let's get back to Dianne Feinstein. Old as dirt, doesn't know left from right. There are people telling her what she needs to do when it comes to her job as a senator. Well, you've reached that point. It's time to go. She said that she might retire in 2025 when her term's up. I really hope that somebody steps up, primaries, and forces her to retire, because even though she doesn't really do a whole lot anymore, she's still a danger because she's going to vote party line. And with the crazy leftist government we've got in office right now, in power right now, they can throw any wild bill at her and she'll sign it. And that's not good. And of course, then it hits bumbling buffoon Biden's desk and he signs it and has no idea what he's signing. And he's even admitted it on camera that he has no idea what he was signing. You remember first day in office, 17 executive orders. He actually said it. I have no idea what I'm signing. He was just signing a bunch of empty booklets, and then they threw a bunch of bills in there and screwed the American people over. So, the presidency, everybody's talking about that. Trump, Vivek, Biden, Kennedy. But nobody's talking about the Senate and the Congress, and we need to talk about the Senate and the Congress because we have to start thinking ahead. What if for some reason they cheat us out of the presidency again? But we don't have the right people in the Senate and in the Congress to do anything about it. We have got to focus on the Senate and the Congress. Wherever you're from, you need to pay attention to the candidates and the incumbents and every candidate that's under. I know it's a lot of work. It's a pain in the butt. But read a little bit about every candidate every single day. You don't have to do all of your research in one day. That's ridiculous. That's how your head pops. So let's not do that, all right? If we get the Senate in full control, I would love a supermajority of 60 Republicans in the Senate, but I know that's not going to happen. It's all good. I would love to keep control of Congress and add a few more seats. That way, if they cheat us out of the presidency, we can do something about it. We can fight against it. And even their turn, this session is almost up. But the Republicans that we sent to Congress really haven't done a whole lot. It's been a little irritating. So why not look into primarying a bunch of congressmen and women out? Let's get the right people in there. Let's get MAGA candidates in there. And when here's where the left gets confused when you talk about MAGA. MAGA doesn't have anything to do with Trump. MAGA doesn't have anything to do with racism or white supremacy or whatever they want to throw at us. MAGA has everything to do with the people enforcing the Constitution of the United States as it was written, not as it's being interpreted. So that's MAGA, and that's what people don't understand. So let's MAGA. Let's make America great again. Let's enforce the Constitution. That way, when the American flag is flying high above our heads, that is the very blanket of freedom that we sleep under. And we need to enforce the very Constitution that gives everybody in this country the right to do whatever they want to do. Now, it's been said that, you know, a court ruled that the desecration of the flag was covered under the First Amendment. I don't think so. I disagree, but there's nothing we can do about it at this point. All we can do is just remind people that that is the very blanket of freedom of which they lay under. And then if they're going to question how we defend that freedom, that's a broken nose coming to them, my opinion, you know. But it's weird. Sometimes I think that it's all a setup, that the media is just setting it up, because everybody that I've ever met and talked to said that they would never do that to the American flag. And I don't know, maybe they just don't want to deal with the confrontation of being face-to-face with somebody who will step up and fight for their country. You see me? I've always had the saying, while you want to die for your country, I'm going to live for mine. Which means I'm going to survive. And I'm going to fight and defend freedom. Like I said earlier, I am the arsenal of the Republic. I am the defender of freedom. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So going forward, I'm going to have a bunch more episodes, and we're going to break down every senator and every congressman. Now, there's a lot more congressmen and women that are coming up for re-election, 465 to be exact. So there's a total, 435 congressmen and women who are coming up for re-election in this election cycle. I would love to replace every single one of them. Primary every one of them out, just like we did with Liz Cheney in Wyoming. The people of Wyoming got sick of Liz Cheney's bullshit. They primaried her out, and that lady that replaced her, she's doing an okay job. But like I said, we don't have the numbers in the Senate, so everybody in Congress is a little bit limited. But what angers me the most about Congress is they control the spending. So when we hear about the billions that are going to Ukraine, we can't put all that blame on Joe Biden. As much as I would love to, we cannot put all of that blame on Joe Biden because Congress is in charge of the money. So we need to look into that. Now, because Congress wants to continue to fund this proxy war in Ukraine, I'd say it's time to replace all 435 members who are up for re-election. You guys with me on that? I know you are. Because we have to make America great again. I don't want to talk about the presidency. Everybody's talking about the presidency. I want to talk about the Senate. I want to talk about Congress. Because as cliched as it sounds, it is absolutely apropos to tell you that this could be the very last election of the Republic of the United States of America. We've got to show up. We've got to step up. Because we're the last line of defense, guys. And a lot of people get mad because I tell them, get up off your butt, go vote. But then they throw excuses at me. And I ask them if they have a better solution. 9 times out of 10, they don't. That 1 time out of 10, it's take up arms. Well, if you can organize 10 million people, 10 million Americans who want to take our country back, I'll sign up. I'll stand with you. Let's roll. But that's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. And I'm not going to stand there alone because that's just breaking the law at that point. Now, we have to show up in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. We have to. It's imperative that we show up. So I look forward to talking with you guys more and more over the next year and 3 months, because we are going to take our country back. We are going to end this cabal. We're going to end this deep state. We are going to put a stop to corrupt politicians, and we are going to employ representatives once again. And if I had my way about it, these representatives would show up. They would represent their constituents, the American people. And then they would go back home to their jobs. If you want to be a millionaire, you better work a little bit harder in your day job, because that $2,400 a month stipend is all you're going to get. Well, okay, you know, factor in inflation. We'll give them $6,000 a month as a stipend. They don't need to be making $100,000 plus to represent us, the people. Because if we're not making that kind of money, the people who work for us don't need to be making that kind of money. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. Fuck them. They do not need to be making that kind of money. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for stopping by and hanging out. And I'm getting back into the swing of things. I feel like I'm not as eloquently spoken as I used to be. But I've been out of the game for a little bit. But I'm going to get back to it. We're going to sharpen our skills. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to take back our country. I know you're with me. I know you want to do it. So you're not going to sit at home. I'm not going to let you. We're going to ballot harvest where it's legal. And here in the state of Colorado, I can have 100 ballots at a time. I can make 10 trips. Think about that. If you can vote early, vote early. We need to take a couple of pages out of their rule book and use it against them. Let's take back our country, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. Stay safe, and thanks for stopping by.